Paul began to give us
an analysis of his accreditation. The things that qualified him for the very assignment that he is doing. Seem as if for a man to be qualified for an assignment, there are certain equipment that you need to deliver. So Paul began to give us his accreditation, the things that qualified him for the very assignment that he is doing, so that you will see that he is more than qualified to execute it. He said in verse 1, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given to me to you all." I don't have time to analyze this because I want to shoot one arrow and then we go. I don't have time. He said, if you have heard of the dispensation, that word dispensation means that there is an economy. Are you with me? So the economy, I'm crafted him out for a certain purpose as a result of the endowment that was found in him. So God dispensed himself into him for the purpose of achieving something. Follow me now. Follow me. So he said, of the grace of God given to me to you word. So he's trying to say that God dispensed a quota of grace sufficient enough for him to deliver on the assignment that was given to him towards you people. So that means that God did an evaluation and found out that the need. Did an evaluation and found out what needed to be achieved. And then he factored in that man the grace enough to achieve that assignment. He said that you will know the dispensation. That word dispensation is not what you knew about dispensation. Dispensation of grace, dispensation. No, no. That word dispensation is an economy where God has kept what it takes for his purposes to be accomplished. It so happens that Paul was factored into God's purposes, and that thing will never be achieved except God dispenses the quota of grace that it takes. Are you with me now? He said, in me to you word. So he now said in verse 3, how that by revelation. If your Bible is your own, mark that phrase, mark it. If your Bible is your own, mark it. How that by what? It has become obvious that whatever we want to look into, it is how that by what? Yes. So every single thing we are going to discuss in this series is how that by what? If a man enters that thing, then the possibilities that the man is trying to communicate, he will leave it. How that? By what? That means access and reality and experience that you intend to intercourse with that is outside of revelation is an effort in futility. Because the very dispensation came to the man that gave it to us. By what? That means that every other man that we enter into, whatever Paul entered into, whatever the gift of grace has elected him to minister to the body of Christ, whatever it is, if you will enter it, it will be by what? He said, how that? By revelation. You now see that whatever Paul intends to reveal and show us, that is so much that he is trying to hold himself from. If you can look at the emotions, I hope you know that the scripture carries emotions. Sometimes we take a journey in the scripture and it will be beyond the letters that is there. There are emotions that back it up. See, something is happening now. the emotions of the man writing it is such a man that has found out a bounty so large that he's finding it hard to contain the joy. He's finding it hard to contain the power of the things that he encountered. Are you with me now? Such was what he encountered that he gave him a boldness of expression. Have you seen how Paul speaks? It seems as if he wants to force the dimensions of his experience and revelation into you. He knows that anything you live outside of what he's teaching you is living less than God has made available. Those things he made available is what we call the riches. Are you with me? I don't want to go too far. If I go too far, I will take us to the eternal realm, because that is my scope, the eternal realm. And then we begin to find out the things that happen before things happen. If you don't know the things that happen before things happen, you will not know the very purpose of the things that God is doing. Are you with me? Christ Jesus is the man of God. Follow me. Are you with me? What does he mean? What does he mean? I hope you know God is seeking for a man. That seeking of a man is an eternal purpose. And that man will grow to a point that he will find a corporate expression. Are you with me? So, scripture says that the facility, the resources with which that man is being molded and made is what we now call Christ. So, let me read scripture to help you. Because when man fell, that project was truncated. Project coming from eternity into time was truncated. Now, it then means that we have to do something to make available that same resource. The resource have not changed. Are you with me? The purposes of God wouldn't have been accomplished by any other means except Christ. It so happens that man fell, and then it became impossible in that state for God to achieve his purposes. That was why, if you go further, he said that the things I'm bringing to you, God did not show it to the apostles and prophets of old. He chose to begin to reveal it in the dispensation of the end of time. Why? Because it was then that the Son came and died in the flesh, and then brought on legal basis the things that God intended to do originally. That was why the riches of Christ and the things that God intended to do was revealed in the gospel. What is the gospel? Sister, what was the gospel? There is need for the gospel because there was a fall of man. The gospel is every answer that God brought to the fall of man. And it so happens that answer is in Christ and by Christ. So he said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Look at verse 4. Oh! Somebody pray. Just put your hands on your head like this. Whatever Paul know, let me know too. He is the same Holy Ghost. Pray it to mean it. The reason why we are reading this thing is for you to know the same thing. If you know it, you become like Paul. He's not special. He's the same Holy Ghost. My friend, we have the same spirit of faith that worked in these great men. Why will we continue to live less than they lived? If you mean it, God will encounter you. Encounter is not when angel appear to you, my friend. This is the real encounter. You are not praying. forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. How did you make Paul this wise? You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You say, how is that by revelation? By this same revelation, you have the capacity, the enablement, the equipment that it takes to enter into the dimensions of God. These are the facilities that God has installed in the kingdom, so that any man that interacts with it, we enter into the fullness of Christ. When a man interacts with the riches of Christ, he will end up living the fullness of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now look at the next verse, verse 4. That place always, it keeps me in awe. He said, whereby, are you with me? Look at it, verse 4. He said, whereby, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4. Whereby, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge. You see, normally, if it's me, what would I would have said is that you may know my understanding. Is it not true? That is, if you want to use normal English language, that you may know my understanding in these matters. No, he didn't say that. That you may understand my knowledge. What is this man trying to say? He's trying to say that whatever he's teaching, God made him a public spectacle of it. So God took him, I don't know how many years he stayed in the desert of Arabia, but the very things he taught, if he taught Christ the wisdom of God, God made him a public spectacle of the same reality. If he taught Christ the power of God, God made him a public spectacle of the same reality. Spoke in the scriptures. He said that all the signs of the apostle was made manifest among you. In all patience, mighty signs and wonders was done. Are you with me now? Paul doesn't talk about the things that he by revelation has not entered into. So by revelation, he was imparted the dimension of God's knowledge that brought a certain measure of boldness in what he was teaching, such that when he was teaching you, he's not teaching you to tell you that you might know what he understood. No, that you might understand what he knows. It's a burden that somebody knows God so much that he's referencing his knowledge of God. He is telling you that when you know what he knows is enough. Kai, that you might understand my knowledge. How can a man's knowledge be enough to administer God's purposes? And he's talking about the Gentiles. He said that whatever God wanted me to teach you people, he first of all used me as a public spectacle. So when you look at me and understand me, you have understood God's purposes. Because in me, God first of all displayed all his multifaceted dimensions and then granted me grace according to the next verse to begin to preach it. Are you seeing what I'm saying? You are not seeing it. That you may understand my knowledge. How much of God's revelation have you intercourse with? When men look at you, they will understand many things about God. You don't need to talk. Try to make them to understand what is holiness. Try to make them to understand what is power. Try to make them to understand what is this. Try to make them to understand what is prayer. The greatest way to teach prayer is to pray. The greatest way to teach how to heal the sick is to heal the sick. whom I understand my knowledge.
How much do you know? Let your life begin to teach. That is what he's trying to say.
That the very things that I'm teaching you, first of all, God factored it into my life. So that when you look at me, you now understand. The things you thought, you didn't understand many things. But when you began to look at me, you began to understand. So this is it.
Make me such a man. Make me such a man. Pray in 1 minute. Make me such a man. Let our generation look at us and understand.
they have been blinded. They have been put in darkness. They don't know the portrait of the true God. They have given definition to God in many dimensions. They have failed to understand many things about God. But the knowledge of Him will fill our heart. The scripture says that the knowledge of the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. And I began to ask, how? How is it going to happen? I tell you, you are the conduit. I tell you, you are the vessel. I tell you, you are the means. You are the plan that God has. That you may understand my knowledge. Let the people of the earth understand the knowledge of God. When they look upon you, they will understand His holiness. When they look upon you, they will understand His wisdom. When they look upon you, they will understand His humility. When they look upon you, they will understand His mercy. When they look upon you, they will understand His power. When they look upon you, they will understand His goodness.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. He said that you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Let me tell you why it's a mystery. Do you know why it's a mystery? When Christ comes into your heart, initially you will not know what happened to you. Do you know? Until after some time you begin to interact with that reality. Only for you to find out after some time that you that like social media, it will be reducing. Is Christ that is finding expression in your soul. You that can't pray, if they say prayer, you will do anything to run away. NIBG, you that can't do NIBG, can you do NIBG? You have to start. Yeah, those days my mother will wake us up 21 days, ask my siblings. That was the worst experience you will ever have. And my mother's own is 3 hours. So as she's leading you, when we are praying 2 hours, you say, "Aye," she's rounding up. She will now say, "Aye, cannot bere." You can only understand this if you are an Igbo man. And if I say it in English language, it will lose its meaning. Let me try. She will just, after 2 hours, you know, when you hear me say some of the things I said, somebody dealt with me, so I'm retaliating on my own generation. She, after 2 hours, she will say, "We are just starting prayer." All of us will collapse. We have not started prayer. All of us will collapse. And if you dare collapse, there is the type of slap that makes you in your face. It makes you blind for 2 minutes. You know that one. And then all of us will be sharing. You will sing today. You will lead prayer tomorrow. 21 days NIBG. We didn't know we are implicated. Today, the greatest power in my family is NIBGs. Every single person in my family is a master of NIBGs. You thought the thing didn't work. When you encounter Christ initially, you won't know what entered you. Until after some time, He will tell you to drop this. After some time, power will come. Power is not a prayer point. I don't have time to show you. I would have shown you. Okay, let me show you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let me show you. Rather, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let me just read verse 24. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
He said in verse 24, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, it doesn't matter who you are, Christ, what? Christ, what? What you don't know is that when God factored Christ in you, he included power inside. So, we yet touch the riches. Maybe today, let's look at the next one. He now said in the next one, and the wisdom of God. So, Christ is the power of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. So, we can extract one of these riches and analyze it for 1 year. Like Christ, the wisdom. You didn't know you are wise until you start interacting with the reality of Christ in you. So when he came initially, the reason why he's a mystery is that he came, you were not aware that God, you are saying, oh God, make me powerful. He will be telling you, catch a revelation of what has entered you. Because in there is the resource that you need. The day it happens, the truth is that sometimes it takes a lot of prayer and fasting for it to happen. But if it happens, you'll be liberated. That day he felt anointed was the day the revelation came. Revelation is not I see. Revelation is revelation is a facility that carries the potency to cause a shift in your soul. So what happens by revelation is that that light upgrades you to the operating frequency of your spirit. You see, the soul is behind most times. Are you with me? But when a man catches revelation, the light that is in the spirit has entered the soul and upgrades the soul to the level that the spirit has been most times for long. Because the reality, the mystery of Christ is in your spirit, but your soul has not acknowledged it. It so happens that your oppression in this realm is from the heart. Out of your heart is what? The issues of life. So every doctrine and reality that has not held your heart as a stronghold will never find expression in this realm. It can be locked up in your spirit forever. Jesus can be sleeping in your boat. That's why sometimes we pray and our soul is cracked. And then you find out that the anointing you have been praying for. Maybe now go there now. Is this thing I'm telling you. But when you started, you didn't know. After some time, your understanding of the scripture began to increase. After some time, you didn't know in Christ is humility. Humility is not a teaching, it's Christ. I have seen people that they taught them humility and they are living in suppression. I have tried it many years ago. I agreed to myself that the reality of humility is not the actions that people do. It is Christ manifest in your members. So that even unconsciously, the least person you have never met, the unconscious or rather subconscious reality of humility will be at work in you. In the place where people don't see you and don't know you. It's not the things we do before the people. It's the things, the state of our heart, even inside of our room. The way we think of our fellow men. How can you say you are humble? Wait, meanwhile, in your secret place, you think you are better than your fellow man. You are a proud person. You come and greet the person well, but inside your room, you think you are better. You are a proud man. It's all that you have not realized. Christ, the humility, has not been born in you. Meanwhile, these things we are factored as mysteries inside you. They are hidden. Say hidden. The word mystery there is hidden truth. It is there, but it's hidden. When you begin to search it, the hidden things will now be made open. Say made open. When it is made open, then you can now take advantage of it. Let me show something in Ephesians and then we pray. He said in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Say by the Spirit. Say by the Spirit. Say by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ. By what? You see, without the gospel, it is not possible for the Gentiles to fellowship. Are you with me now? It is the gospel that dealt with all the demarcations, all the nonsense. All of those things were summed up in the gospel. Because the gospel is what Jesus did to answer to all those questions. Should a Gentile be saved? The gospel answered it. Are you with me? Should a woman be saved? The gospel answered it. What if you kill a human being? Should you be saved? The gospel answered it. Every answer, are you a Jew, a barbarian, male, female, whatever question a man can ask, contention you can bring, to say that because of this somebody should, the gospel what? Answered it. Because when Jesus was paying that price, every single human being was found in him. Are you not seeing it? And he did not look at any race, he did not look at any color, he did not look at male or female. Everybody was what? When you remove the gospel, we have challenge. We cannot answer to the many questions. That is why no religion can answer. That is why even Christianity that has not understood the message of the gospel cannot answer. Because they will be telling you many things you need to do to deserve anything. The very purpose of the gospel is that all have sinned and has come short of the glory of God. So God began to administrate. Are you with me? Why is it the gospel? It is the gospel because there something happened that made every man, leveled every man, say sin. Sin and death leveled every man. In case you are a white man, it doesn't exempt you from the same reality. In case you are male, it doesn't exempt you from what? The same. Sin and death is your problem. Your father is a person. Sin and death is what? A problem. You know, people like us, we grew up as good people. I don't know about you. Is it not the same thing with you? Do you know those days I was small? One woman accused me that I went to her shop and stole something. My mother said, my own son cannot do this one. True, I didn't do it. Some of us have been very good since we are small. That if you are not careful to deliberately listen and yield yourself to the gospel, people will ask. That's how some people stayed in church 20 years and thought they are born again. You are not. Because for all have what? Sin. So by that, it means that if you are a good person, you sinned. If you are a bad person, you sinned. If you kill somebody, you sinned. If you didn't kill somebody, you sinned. So the demand or requirement to remedy you is what it takes to remedy her. The price is not less. It's the same what? So if it is true, then that by that answer, by the gospel, which is the answer to the problem of man, God answered for every human being. And if it is true that what it takes to save you or remedy you is what it takes to remedy the person you thought, that those Indian hemp smokers and all those prostitutes there, is the same thing. The only thing is that they have not realized their own. There is no difference. Are you with me? There is no difference. So if there is no difference, there is no boast. And God needed to be sure that there is no boast and the possibility that every man will be included. So he lifted the bar so high that no man can meet it. That was why before the grace was made available, the law was revealed. And the scripture spoke about the law. He said that the law is the schoolmaster to bring us to the point where we now acknowledge our need for grace. Are you with me now? So a man, if the earth has not experienced the dispensation of the law, they will never come to a point where they know within them that they will not be able to meet up to the righteous standard of God. God knew that no man can meet up to his standard. And the facility that it takes to meet up to his standard has been made available, but he is that. That facility is him. But he has now been, that him has now been stepped down in a mode that we can access. And that mode is called Christ. Say Christ.
Now the revelation of that Christ is in the gospel. Are you with me? Because it has to be in the gospel so that no man can say he can't reach it. Your mother can't say he can't reach it. You didn't go to school, you can reach it. You went to school, you can what? Reach it. You are an American, you can reach it. You are a European, you can reach it. You are an African in the village, you don't know anything, you can reach Jesus. You have been sinning and fornicating for 40 years. It doesn't mean anything. You can reach it. The same price was paid for all of us. So when the law came, he became a schoolmaster. If you refuse to acknowledge grace, the law will continue to teach you. You see, part of the reason why people struggle with some addictions, with some things, is because they have not understood the purpose of grace. Law has not fulfilled its teaching. You are still in a school called the school of law. Even though you are born again, but you are still under the law, or rather the school of the law, because the intent of that school is to bring you to a point where you come to the end of yourself. The ability to be able to achieve anything or deserve anything in God. It happens so. And if you are not consistently aware of this thing, you will fast so that you will be free from addiction. Now, we fast so that grace will be administered to us, not to be free. Because you are already free, just that your soul has not realized it. So when people pray and fast so that they will be free from those addictions, and they place the power that will set them free, they place it on the fasting. Fasting can't set you free. It's Christ that set you free. He has set you free. Whosoever the Son of Man has made free is what? Free indeed. You have not realized it. It might take fasting for your soul to realize it. But you have to realize, first of all, that the freedom is already there. That is not the fasting that gave you freedom. It is Christ that gave you what? And if a man doesn't understand this, the schoolmaster will continue. The schoolmaster will continue. Sometimes for God to allow you to learn this lesson, your prayer life will seem as if it dried. Because you have begun to make your prayer life God. Are you with me? Any small thing, you go and pray, you go and pray. Sometimes God will give you a simple word of obedience, you will refuse to do it. You will go and do shagabalabalabalaba. Nothing will happen now. Because as of now, your God is no more God. Your God is what? Prayer. Prayer is not God. Prayer is not God. Anyway, from what I understand in prayer, prayer is a God, but it's not God. I don't want to go there. That one is where God took us to, by the way. Now, this thing I'm telling you, if you learn it, you will never fail. This is the challenge of the new movement we are having now. The movement we are having now, the intent of God is that we will have the old and bring the new. But there is always a challenge. People can say they are for the old, and they can say they are for the what? That is not the intent of God. You have to be ambidextrous, such that you will be you'll be well equipped in both. Don't take out one. That is why you must be grounded. If you are not grounded, Satan will take you for a ride. If you are not grounded on this, you'll be fasting for what has happened. Yes. You'll be fasting for car and healing. How many of you fast for healing? God, heal me. And then you fast for 3 days. I'm not saying something will not happen, but you are behaving like a slave. Your child that you pay school fees for. What will I use as an example now? Your child you pay school fees for and bought SUV that is worth 5.8 million to take them to school. Did everything, school uniform, is going to school and say,
and was knelt down and was crying profusely and said, "Mommy, please buy biscuit, 10 naira biscuit for me." You wonder, what is this person crazy? What is this rubbish? If it's me, I will slap him. I phone, get up from that place. Tadika! How can somebody pay school fees worth 100,000 or thereabout? Buy SUV, buy school notes, buy school uniform and everything. It's not 10 naira biscuit. That is what Christians do. You don't know the price of your soul. And you are crying for nonsense ceiling and nonsense 100,000. Oh God, if you don't give me a husband, I will backslide. You are a foolish person. Go and backslide now. Haven't you noticed? Since you are saying it, you thought God will be overthrown from his throne. The man they camp, he's El Shaddai. The one that sustains all things. The multi-breasted one. You need him to survive. The reason why you need to love him is for your own sake. He said, "Whereof I was made a minister." Are you now seeing it? The scope of what God was doing is so much that he needed to make people ministers. If there are no ministers to minister these mysteries, the things that God has made available, we will live without it. That is why we are called and grafted. We are brought in by the gift of grace, ordained and equipped, anointed, so that in our generation we will make manifest again these mysteries. And then, by what we have taught, preached, lived, we'll be able to enter into them. There are many things you didn't know is possible until you start seeing some men live it. Forget the things you read in the Bible. The major reasons why you are here, I'm looking up to God in the dimensions you are looking up to him, is because of the men you saw live it. Believe it or not, if you have never seen anybody around you do some things, you will not believe God for it. Because of that, God raises men, according as Paul said, made him a minister. Because of that very purpose, without him being a minister, that possibility will be in God, will be in the kingdom, but men will live without it. So a minister have to carry it, a special anointing, so that he will bring to his generation once again the things that are possible in God. People can settle for any other thing, but whenever you see that man, the pangs of hunger, the pangs of burden and desire will not abate in his soul, because he has seen things that the physical eyes have not seen, and his soul has been held captive. And God has refused to leave him, because the destiny of a generation lies on how much that man is able to execute the ministry that is handed over to him. Paul said, "We are rough. I am made what? A minister." God needs people to enter that. So he made Paul a minister. You don't know how much people are living without. Imagine praying in tongues. Those days, when I finally agreed on praying in tongues, and now they now told me that the Holy Ghost comes on you and you pray in tongues. Do you know what I believed? I believe that the Holy Ghost will open my mouth and begin to speak. Is it not true? Is it not praying in the Holy Ghost? Let the Holy Ghost open my mouth now and begin to speak. If a minister has not shown me that what the Holy Ghost gives is utterance, that you will begin to speak as the Holy Spirit gives you what? His job is utterance. You are the one speaking. In fact, there are people the Holy Ghost came upon, they refuse to speak. They will do they will not speak. I met one person one day, he refused to speak. I said, "I command that your mouth to open."
you know, their dimensions of energy. So their energies that will land on people, they can't control it. That's why you have to trust God to increase in this knowledge. Yeah? There are dimensions of energy that will come. The person won't even know he has prayed in tongues for 3 hours before he now realized himself. You be in your sleep and wake up praying in tongues. You have never prayed in tongues before. This man was in my meeting now. Ask him. When I was pastoring a church just down the road at Okunyeze. You were there that day now. A few of them, you were there that day. He was sitting like this. One small church in a store. My brother, our journey didn't start today. You know, when people see you, they will see, they didn't know what we have gone through for years. So I was teaching, and there is nothing, our gen. Kai. You were there now. So, in fact, there is one of our messages, operations or whatever. If you listen to it, you will hear a goat on the background. Cry. There are some things that can't be made in the cities. You can't be made in AC. You just sat down like this and said, glory. It is those things that made us stronger. We have to put our faith in God and God alone. But our conviction of where we are going was strong. It doesn't matter where we are. So I was talking to him on Holy Ghost baptism. He was saying no. He was rejecting it. I kept on teaching. He was rejected. I kept on teaching. Before you know it, the power of God took him. Boom! I was teaching. I was not ministering Holy Ghost baptism. I kept on, as he was rejecting the teaching, I was teaching the Holy Ghost baptism. As he's rejecting it, I'm teaching it. Because I'm convinced of the reality. Do you know where God brought me from? That you rejected my gospel will not make me to change my mind. We were eyewitnesses of his glory. You took encounter, and by revelation, God showed us many things. Don't because you refuse, only because people that say they don't like my face, who make me to stop? The one that sent me. And I don't need to tell you that the gift of grace that God has given to us is abundant. If you doubt me, don't doubt the grace at work in me. Don't allow men to despise the grace of God in you, my friends. That's how the imam began to speak in tongues. As he's doubting, is not enough to stop them. You have been speaking since then now. Now he is getting drunk. Manaha sons anantelia. He said, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Now he said, unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach. Now remember, are you seeing the progression? Something happened to the man. God brought him by revelation into mysteries. That is the fundamental requirement for preaching. Don't preach something that has not become revelation in you. So when God realized that the things that we talk about has become revelation in Paul, he now released the grace to preach. Now, you need to know that ministry is life. Self tell me, ministry is life. Ministry is not pulpit. Ministry is not microphone. Ministry is life. In whatever way you can define life, it is ministry. As long as that thing can be a conduit
of the life of God than his ministry. You are a nurse now. You need to learn how to start raising the dead. Are you telling me people are not dying there? They are dying now. They will die. You go and she's your colleague. Anybody that works in hospital that has not learned how to work in the miraculous, your judgment will be higher than others when you get to. You will pay for many people that died. They died on your watch, my friends. I know people say my gospel is hard, but well, let's look at it critically. It seems as if it's true. I'm telling you that you have more opportunity to do more for God than the pastor on the pulpit. You have more opportunity to work the miraculous than pastor. Don't have. Sometimes I come, I'll be asking who is sick. Nobody is sick. Are you with me? Like, so a minister came to preach in E.W. Kenyon's church, a healing evangelist. He now came and said, where are the sick? Come, Jesus is going to heal you today. Glory. They were now singing. Nobody came out, nobody was sick. Nobody was sick. On that day, we realized that ministry is not microphone, it's not pulpit. There are sick people in hospitals. I believe that every, you are not hearing me. You must learn how to discharge them. You look at a case, you will know that this person is dying. And the drugs we are giving this person is just to maintain him to die. To maintain him to die. And you allow him to die. When I get mine though. You people have heart. You think you are soft hearted. You are hard hearted. We are there. And there are plenty here. So you can look at somebody and we die. And you will not weep your heart out. Whatever is stopping me from raising people back to life, let that thing break. One of my utmost desire is to raise a people of power and miraculous. Anybody that lessens the power and the anointing of God doesn't understand how this kingdom operates. You can't have enough power. And it so happens that having power and functioning in it is optional. That's why when people come and say, it's character, it's about character, it's not power. It's not an either or situation. Are you with me? It's a this and that. So, do you get what? It's not either you have power or you have character. No, it's not that. It's a this and that. As you have character, also have what? Power. As a matter of fact, character is not optional. It's not what? You can't choose to have character. You must. If you don't do it now, it's a progressive workings of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Your soul must be cultured into the nature of God. Are you with me? If you refuse, the state of development that your soul have attained, you will continue in eternity. Meanwhile, it's not optional, that development. But power is optional. You can decide to be weak. You'll be holy. You'll be gentle. You'll be humble. You'll be everything. And then a witch will slap your eye. When you wake up, your eye will be like this. As God is showing you what you will do for him, a witch will come and kill you. You will die. With you and the prophecy that is on you, you will still die. Yes, you will die. Until you decide and become strong. When we become strong in God, it's not to oppress people. The first purpose of strength is to survive. Do you know why nobody dares attack America? Do you know why? It's because they are very strong. You cannot go and attack. The stronger you are, the less warfare you have. The stronger you are, the less warfare you have. Because people will be afraid to attack you. Are you not getting the point? Every year, America spends the greatest amount of billions in defense. They are not going to war. They are not doing anything. That's why anytime we come here, we cry for capacity. We cry, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us with power.
Amen.
He said, this grace was given to me to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. According as he said, these riches, we can't search it out. Paul showed us a lot, but in my own opinion, he didn't exhaust it. There are many realities we touch in the spirit, and we realize that this is part of the thing that was factored in the gospel that is in Christ. Is it not true? There are many things we do now. I'm not sure in the days of Paul they do it. In the days of Paul, he will come and say, I pray in tongues more than you all. Nobody can say it now. In the days of Paul, you will record your voice on a message. You record it. They were telling me what happened. I'm wondering what dimension is this one. Is it not you that is saying it? Say that some few guys were in their room listening to that our message, deliverance ministry. Two, that messages are too powerful, too loaded. From 1 to 6, where is my rod? Is what? People are soaking 6. The 2, 3 guys we are listening to it, different people. Then when they now slept, God used me to come and teach them. As in, I was teaching 3 people at the same time, different places. My brother, there are things we have not searched out of. Let's start trusting God. We are in this journey, we are pilgrims. Do you know what it means to be a pilgrim? It means that there is no permanent resting place. We continue to journey. Say journey. I want you to pray in the next 2 minutes. Journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. Not journey outside. It's a journey inward. The unsearchable riches of Christ. The mighty things that God has factored inside of us. I tell you, you will never exhaust it. These are the dimensions as deep as God himself. Jesus stood before his disciples. He said, whosoever believeth in me, he said, that one cannot die. There are things we have not touched yet. Meanwhile, there are riches in Christ. There are facilities. There are oppressions, realities in him. These are things that God has made available in the gospel. Are you in need of peace? I tell you, God has made it available in Christ. Are you in need of power? God has made it available in Christ. Are you in need of grace, of mercy? God has made it available in Christ. Are you in need of wisdom? Are you in need of peace, of goodness? Are you in need? God has made it available. We journey. The things you have laid hold of, we will not stop there. The Bible says that everyone that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that the same one shall be filled. We will continue to pursue dimensions in righteousness. The scripture says that herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, from one dimension to another, from wisdom to power, from power to goodness, from goodness to peace, from peace ever increasing. Sweet windows will cause in the ever-increasing faith. Brothers and sisters, there is an ever-increasing faith in God to take us from one level of glory to another level of glory, from one level of peace to another level of peace, from one level of power to another level of power. I tell you, it's a journey into the mountains of God until we become like him, until we become what we see. We continue to pursue the riches until
they will be measured to the fullness of the stature of Christ, until we experience the fullness of Him, until we are conformed to the image. Sai kapeta kwanta kapena tuade rapata papa patata baka penalia. Hold on by revelation. Ask God to factor this revelation into your heart. Paul said, how that by revelation? How that by revelation? God brought him to realms of power. How that by revelation? God brought him to the realms of peace. How that by revelation? God brought him to the realms of health. How that by revelation? God brought him. God brings you to the riches by revelation. God brings you. He brings you by revelation. How that by revelation? God will bring us to unimaginable dimensions of Him by revelation. God will bring us to unimaginable, unsearchable dimensions of Him by revelation. Paul said, how that by revelation? He made known unto me the mystery. How that by revelation? God made known unto him. If God made known these mysteries unto him by revelation, I tell you, the same pattern is laid down for us, that by revelation we will know by revelation, the knowings of revelation. Oh, will we yet know what God has in store for us? Will we yet know? Will we not live below what God has kept in store? What God has made available? Will we not suffer for what God has delivered us from? Will we not lack for what God has given us? Will we not live below where God has kept us? I refuse to live below. I refuse in the name of Jesus. By revelation, I know. Oh my God! How that by revelation he may know? By revelation I know by revelation I know.
In Jesus mighty name we pray. Your prayer life is as potent as your revelation. You will not make much progress. You will not be very effective. According to Paul, for three good times, he was mentioning the word effective, effectual, effective, effectual. Revelation makes you effective and effectual. In the name of Jesus. As we progress, we trust God to make us to progress in dimensions in Him, in the speed of light. This revelation comes as light. So the progressions we make as a result of His impact is at the speed of that light. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m. You are blessed. Come and cast your seed, your offerings, in Jesus' name. Amen.